Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kevin Lynch, good enough to join us in studio today. And Kev, Timberwolves, it's been a struggle as of late. They had the spurt at the end of the game where they made it competitive with the L.A. Clippers last night. But as of late, it's really been a struggle for the Timberwolves for sure.
Yeah, their defense has basically been one of the bottom teams in the league. So, I mean, you can play the Clippers with the run that they're on, with the team that they have. That's a tough team to play to try to get some confidence defensively. So they got to figure this out pretty quick because, what is it, seven losses in a row now? It's not good.
In the doubleheader last night, they were part of a doubleheader on ESPN, and I caught part of the end of that L.A. Laker-Miami game. And that was really an entertaining finish in that one. Jimmy Butler for the Heat, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and the Lakers. Ultimately, the Lakers prevail in that game. And then you segue to the Timberwolves and the L.A. Clippers. And this L.A. Clipper team, over the long haul, maybe are more dangerous than the L.A. Lakers.
I don't know. It's pretty close. I've been having these conversations the last couple of days with people before the Clipper game, and who's going to be better? Who's going to be more of a threat to win it all? Is it going to be the Lakers and what they did last summer? And Clippers. Clippers are going to, for sure, they're one of the top teams. They got a chance. They got a team that's good enough, I think, at the end of the day, it's going to be right there to win it all. But you know what? The Lakers, the more I think about it, the way the size that the Lakers have with JaVale McGee, Dwight Howard, DeMarcus Cousins is on that team too, but I think he might be hurt all season at this point. But then Anthony Davis, I think the size of the Lakers might kind of put them over the edge because it seems like how the game is played at the end of the playoffs is a little different. It slows down. You got these seven-game series, and you're kind of going back and forth with adjustments. But as good as the Clippers are, I think the Lakers might be more dangerous when it comes to playoff basketball. I don't know. That's just what I think.
Yeah, LeBron James, though, to pause there, not a great year. His first year in L.A., it was kind of a nightmare on and off the floor. It didn't go well. Ultimately, Davis joins his group. LeBron James, certainly one of the all-time greats.
Oh, yeah, no question.
You can argue about, you know, Michael Jordan and all these other wonderful players. But LeBron James' skill set is so unique and what he can do in his size and his strength and the way he still is able to run the floor is extraordinary.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the most impressive athletes, I think, to play any sport at any time. I mean, think of this guy.
He's in Bo Jackson category.
Oh, yeah, big time.
You know, when Bo was playing football and Major League Baseball before the hip injury, and I talked to my dad about this.
Right.
For whatever reason, we got on the topic of Bo Jackson, you know, an all-time great athletes. And Bo Jackson, for me, in that mammoth home run he hit in the All-Star game, and it was out in Anaheim at the Big A, and it was just a moonshot, 440 feet to center field. So the hand-eye to hit major league pitching.
Right.
But then to have the power and the speed and the quickness and do what he did collegiately on the football field and in the NFL still is extraordinary. Deion Sanders is another guy that comes to mind that played in the major leagues and played in the NFL. And then you bring up LeBron James. Whenever you see LeBron James in person, whenever he's come through here at Target Center, it's just something to see how this guy runs the floor, and he's a big man.
Yeah, I mean that might be almost the difference between Deion Sanders or Bo Jackson is LeBron James is 6'8", 6'9", 250, 260. And, if you know, when the Lakers come here, well, I don't even know when they play here, but when they do, try to get down, you know, before the game, he goes through his shooting routine, and the dude is just sculpted out of granite. I mean, just an impressive physical specimen, right? I mean, you've been in there seeing this guy.
Oh.
And if you can get seats close to the floor, And you know, and watching him move, it's not just that he's big and strong and cut. He's the way he moves is unbelievable. Still in his mid-30s, it's impressive to see. You know, if he stays healthy, Steve, he's going to have a good chance to pass Kareem as the all-time leading scorer in NBA history, I think. And plus, he might end up getting 10,000 assists and 10,000 rebounds when it's all said and done. He's got to stay healthy and things got to go well. But when I watch him move now at this age, it looks like he's got a bounce in his step like he's 23 years old.
And with Anthony Davis, and here's a great player when he was in New Orleans, now comes over to L.A. What makes him stand out among the big guys in the game?
I think his athleticism. I mean, a lot of times you compare Anthony Davis to like a Karl-Anthony Towns, and the difference is Davis moves quite a bit better than Towns. He's a better athlete for a guy 6'10". So, yeah, they're going to be a handful for whoever, but Anthony Davis is skilled, he's got size, and he moves terrifically. So, they're going to be a tough out come springtime.
All right, a couple of thoughts on the Timberwolves before we take a break. For the Timberwolves, it's going to be a challenge going forward. I mean, they've got to figure out something defensively. I go back to the Utah game. My wife and my two daughters, we went to the game. We were able to line up some tickets. My youngest daughter was a Timberwolves season ticket holder for a long time before she went to school out in Arizona. Now she's back in town and wants to get out and see the Wolves play. And it just seemed as though all night, Utah could score at will and had good looks from start to finish in that game.
Yeah.
They've got to figure that part out.
Yeah, it's too many easy. I mean, if you're asking me what's going on defensively, I think it's a few things. They're playing a lot of young guys, and young guys at this level, even though they're talented and physically gifted or whatever, they make mistakes, and they don't always put themselves in the proper position, or they forget about the game plan. So you're dealing with that, but you're also dealing with a small roster. I mean, one thing that kind of hurts them, and going small can work offensively, and it has worked. I think they're fine for the most part as far as scoring, but it's defensively when you go small, you can get dominated on the glass, and teams can offensive rebound against you. And when you go small as well defensively, you can't really spread out and get into passing lanes quite as well. And you get out of position. There's not the communication that's necessary. So I think you kind of mix all that together, and their confidence is pretty down right now. But I think you got a lot of things that they have to address and correct. And one thing I think is at times go a little bit bigger. You know, play Towns and Gorgie Dieng together. They've done that just a little bit. But if you do that, they're going to be better on the glass. You're going to be able to spread out and have more length on the court at the time defensively. So we'll see what happens. But right now, it's been hard to watch.
Yeah, and Wednesday night in particular, Rudy Gobert really is in Carl Anthony Towns' head. I mean, that is a tough matchup for Cat.
Right.
I mean, from almost the opening tip, he seemed frustrated and just couldn't get into any rhythm whatsoever. And Cat's a tremendous player, but yeah. You know, Gobert is as good as it gets, I mean, defensively and the awards and widely recognized as one of the best defensive players in the game. But that is a tough matchup for Cat, for sure.
Plus, Utah, I think the Wolves played those guys, whatever it was, a month ago or whatever it
was.
Out in Salt Lake, and Towns just started sticking threes and got hot, and the Wolves win. So then two nights later, they play him in Minneapolis.
Right.
And they kind of changed their little scheme, the Jazz did, and started to crowd Towns. And so you got Gobert right in, you know, his lap, you know, basically contesting all those outside shots by Towns, and Towns got frustrated. So I think that's kind of where it started. If you back off Towns, Towns has got that quick trigger. He'll make some threes. But if you take that part away from him, like Gobert did that night, Towns got a little frustrated, like you said.
Yeah, night in and night out, though, getting up and down the floor and just trying to outscore teams isn't going to work. There's just too much skill in this league.
Yeah.
I mean, that can't be the only strategy. So for Ryan Saunders going forward, trying to get them in increments to play better defensively, and I don't know how you do that at this level. Is it keep it simple? What do you think they can do going forward to be better?
Well, like I said, I think one thing is at times against certain teams, you might be forced to have a bigger roster out there.
So,
because, I mean, so I think sometimes that can work defensively. Not always. And you might suffer a little bit on the offensive end at times if you go bigger. But, you know, it's like Josh Okogie trying to guard LeBron James when they played the Lakers. You know, Okogie's, what, 6'3", 6'4"? LeBron James is, like we mentioned, you know, 6'8", 6'9". I mean, he can't guard him. As good of a defender as Okogie is, and he's a good player, and I like him. He's a good he works hard, works his butt off. But, you know, you look at Towns. Towns is a bit undersized for a center. Then Okogie's guarding a guy a lot bigger. Then you got Robert Covington guarding power forwards like Anthony Davis. It's like you're outsized at all these different positions. And I think at times that's a struggle. And like I said, young guys too make mistakes, and so you got to kind of put up with mistakes defensively that guys make, whether it's Okogie or Culver, and you got to play through that stuff. So I mean, it's coaching, and it's just experience for these young guys. So eventually, it'll come.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.